Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hicks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Washburn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Washburn. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Dietz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Marichal covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Washburn covering, for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonds tags and scores. Two outs. It's Cardinals, 1, Giants, 1. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz strikes out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Dietz and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal fires to first and has Flood trapped. There's the throw to Lanier who tags Flood for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, and throws to get the runner. and he throws it away. That's an error on Shannon. Henderson goes all the way around to score. Dietz moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. It's 2-1, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Washburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Washburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCovey for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive towards third. Shannon catches it and throws to first to double up Davenport. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. the Cardinals will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Torre for the double play. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Frank Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haig pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White pinch hits for Ray Washburn. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Hunt's now playing shortstop. Ron Willis now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Bonds moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCovey is walked intentionally. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood moves to third. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Joe Torre. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Cardinals, 2, Giants, 2. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-3 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Galliano now playing first base. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Galliano scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Gutierrez pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier bunts towards the mound. Willis fields it and throws to first for the out. Gutierrez moves to second. Two outs. Bob Berta pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bonds hits a pop-up towards short. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Hyatt now catching. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-3 in the game. Hicks is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Ron Willis. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Horner now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Giants 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Javier reaches second base with a double. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Flood bunts in front of the plate. Hyatt juggles the ball. That's an error on Hyatt. Javier moves to third. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Steve Carlton pinch runs for Phil Galeano. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Flood scores. Carlton moves to third. It's 5-2, Cardinals. Ron Herbel now pitching. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-4 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carlton tags and scores. McCarver tags and moves to third. One out. It's 6-2, Cardinals. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-4 in the game. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hunts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunts is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunts hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey races to the bag, beating Hunts for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McCarver scores. Hicks moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Joe Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hicks scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Cardinals. Joe Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Ricketts now playing first base. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davenport hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Davenport moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Cardinals. Bobby Etheridge pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.